It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, before we meet who you are taking on here this morning, got a text from a listener that said, my son is in first grade, and we may or may not have racked up some tardies from parking while in the drop-off line listening to Can't Beat Kelly. He'd like to request a kid's version in the future so he can play.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe something we could consider.
Wow, that could be. I mean, Jeopardy does, like, kids weeks and college rounds and all sorts of stuff.
Everybody say hey to Julie calling us from the Hikes Point area. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Julie, this is your first time even getting through.
She's a first timer, yeah.
Yeah, so we will promise to be gentle, but how do you normally do when you play in
along,
your car?
Yeah.
I do okay. Like, maybe I probably get 3 to 4 right, but not every time. Sometimes they're all 5 really hard.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, Julie, hopefully this is a day where you can get at least 4 right. Because if you take down Kelly, then you get $2,000 of Genesis Diamonds, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Good luck, Julie.
All right, Kelly is leaving the studio right now. She says not too much luck. All right. Door is shut. Here we go. Question number 1 for you, Julie. This model came out of retirement to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated 22 years after her cover debut. Who was it?
Tyra Banks.
The Beverly Hills 90210 revival will debut August 7th on Fox. This original cast member passed away March 4th from a stroke.
Luke Perry?
The Office, the highest streamed show on Netflix. Which year did the show end? Was it 2011, 2013, or 2015?
Oh gosh, I was not a big... purse big on The Office. Let's just go with the middle one, 2013.
Twilight star Robert Pattinson, 33 today. What was his character's name in the movie?
Oh my gosh, I know this.
Need an answer.
I can't think of it. I don't know.
All right, gotta move on. Question 5. Kim Kardashian posted on Twitter that she and Kanye West have welcomed their 4th child, a son, via surrogate. The boy joins siblings Chicago, North, and who else?
Gosh, I'm not big on the Kardashians. I don't know.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
How did she do? How'd Julie do?
I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Julie started off on fire.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, she's going to get all 5 right.
Yeah.
She ended up getting 3.
Okay.
Hang on, Julie. We said no swearing. Okay.
That's the first rule we laid down.
All right. Hang tight, Julie. All right, hang tight. We're going to ask Kelly the exact same questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number 1 for Kelly. This model came out of retirement to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated 22 years after her cover debut.
Tyra Banks
is correct.
Okay.
The Beverly Hills 90210 revival will debut August 7th on Fox. This original cast member passed away March 4th from a stroke.
Oh, R.I.P. Luke Perry.
Luke Perry is...
who played Dylan.
The answer.
Bonus points.
Question number 3. The Office, the highest streamed show on Netflix. Which year did the show end? 2011, 2013, or 2015?
Why do you insist on asking questions about The Office? You know I know nothing. Look at his face. I know nothing about The Office. I'm going to...
need an answer.
Thank you for making it multiple choice. I will say 2013.
2013 is correct.
Oh.
You both guessed. You both got it right.
Yeah, high five, Julie. High five.
Question number 4. Twilight star Robert Pattinson, 33 today. What was his character's name in the movie?
Edward.
I'll give that to you.
Edward?
Edward Cullen. Was the answer we were
looking for. Well, I was either thinking Team Jacob or Team Edward. It was Team Edward.
Finally, last question. Kim Kardashian posted on Twitter that she and Kanye welcomed their 4th child, a son, via surrogate. The boy joined siblings Chicago, North, and who?
Saint.
Saint is correct. 5 out of 5.
Why do I know that?
There you go.
Well, I'm a... Julie. Oh, Julie.
Don't let her say she wanted you to win.
Julie,
you know
I wanted you to win.
No, she did not.
I did. She did not.
Julie, you, like I said, you started off on fire.
What a Cinderella story that would have been, though. First time caller to come in and slay the game.
Oh.
Ah.
I know. Joy, dang it. There is one more thing we need from you before we bid you farewell.
Okay.
We need you to say, my name is Julie, and I cannot beat Kelly.
My name is Julie, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, man, we're trivia shaming her, aren't we? A little, isn't that part? A little trivia shaming?
I mean, it's just stating a fact.
Well, that's true. But Julie.
All right, Julie, hey, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Well, you are a lovely person.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Oh, I liked her.
I know.
Really,
I'm sure you did.
I felt good about that.
It was funny. We did have Jake, who was...
Jake, not from State Farm.
Right. He was on standby just in case Julie couldn't perform her duties. Jake, how would you have done?
Oh, man, I would have got smoked this week.
Oh, no. Oh, man. He was looking for a possible redemption story, too.
It wouldn't have come this week, would it, Jake?
Oh, man.
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
Listen, does it help that I'm embarrassed that I know the Kardashian kids' names?
I don't think
it does.
Does
it help? No?
I don't think it does.
I thought you would have gotten that one wrong.
All right. So, anyways, there you go. Kelly, thank you, Jake. Another shot next week on Can't Beat Kelly.
I hate that I have such extensive knowledge of the Kardashian family. I hate that.
On 99.7 DJX.